Welcome to a deep dive into Camp Courageous of Iowa. We're going to uncover the story behind it, and you've given me some really cool stuff about it, so I'm ready to jump in.
Yeah, it's always neat to see how an idea turns into something important that helps others. That's what Camp Courageous is all about, community and dedication.
It seems like it all started with a single act of generosity, right?
Right.
A 40-acre land donation back in 72.
That's right. A huge gift. But get this, the land was landlocked. Can you imagine? No easy way to even get to it.
Whoa, talk about a challenge right off the bat. What do you even do in that situation?
Resourcefulness, that's yeah. What. Gus Norlin and this representative, Richard Norpol, they figured it out. They worked out a land swap with the state.
Now that's clever.
Right.
A land swap. These folks were serious about this camp. But was the new land any good?
Oh, yeah. This one was near the Pictured Rocks. Beautiful spot. Came with a couple of conditions, though. No chopping down pine trees without permission. And the big one, the land had to always be used to help folks with disabilities.
Wow. What a powerful thing to include right from the get-go. So we got land, a purpose. What's next? Summer camp doesn't just pop up overnight, does it?
Nope, not at all. 1973, things are just getting started. Gary Terbs, the first director, he's running the show. But money's tight, you know? This was a real community effort.
Sounds like it. Any stories that really show that community spirit?
Oh, tons. Local church ladies, they made food every day for the construction workers. Imagine that. And then Cuckler Manufacturing, they just gave them a whole building, the maintenance building. It's still there today. Even the stone they used, that was a gift from Weber Stone.
Wow, everybody chipped in, huh? That's amazing.
Yeah, it really shows how much you can do when you work together. And you know what? All that hard work paid off. Summer of 74, they welcomed their first campers.
That must have been such a great feeling for them. All those people seeing their dream come true.
It was, but there was also a problem, a big problem. They were $20,000 in debt.
$20,000?
Yeah.
Back then, that's got to be a huge amount. Did they almost have to close down before they even got started?
Almost. They had to think fast. And what they came up with was brilliant.
Okay, now you got to tell me, what'd they do?
They decided to have a garage sale.
A garage sale?
Not just any garage sale, mind you. They had the biggest garage sale the world had ever seen.
Get out of here. They did not.
Oh, they did.
Now I'm dying to hear more about this. Where do you even have the world's biggest garage sale?
Hawkeye Downs in Cedar Rapids. Two whole days of it. It was the brainchild of Tate Cummins and Jerry Brady. Incredible, really.
I bet the whole community got behind it, right?
Oh, absolutely. People donated all kinds of things, from everyday stuff to rare finds. It was huge.
It sounds wild. But did it work? Did they get rid of that $20,000 debt?
They got close. They raised $10,000.
That's incredible. It really goes to show you, huh?
What's that?
The power of a good idea and a whole lot of community spirit. But I bet that garage sale did more than just raise money. People must have been talking about it everywhere.
You're right. WMT, the news station, they covered it, and suddenly everyone knew about Camp Courageous.
What a story. From land swaps to the world's biggest garage sale. And to think, this is just the beginning. It's amazing how that one event, that garage sale, really put them on the map. It makes you wonder what they did next.
Well, they didn't slow down, that's for sure. The next few years were all about growth. Camp Courageous was really becoming a part of the community.
Yeah, those first campers and their families, they must have felt so happy, you know, to have a place like that.
Definitely. And the need for Camp Courageous just kept growing. By 79, they were up to 1,500 campers every year.
Wow, 1,500. They must have been building like crazy to keep up.
They were definitely expanding, building new things, making things better. And they started offering respite care, too.
Respite care. Now, that's something I don't know much about. What is that exactly?
So it's basically giving caregivers a break. Families with someone who needs a lot of care, they can bring their loved one to Camp Courageous for a bit and get some rest themselves.
Oh, that makes sense. It's like a win-win. Caregivers get a break,
yeah.
And the folks they care for still get to have fun at camp.
Exactly. Camp Courageous was really in tune with what families needed, but all this growth, it took money, right?
Yeah, for sure. Did they keep doing the giant garage sale every year?
They had big ones in Manchester, but they also tried new things. Like in 78, one of the United Airlines workers, Marty Kloska, he had this wild idea.
Okay, a United Airlines worker and Camp Courageous, how does that even connect?
Well, he said, why don't we fly in fresh pineapples from Hawaii and sell them?
Pineapples?
Right from Hawaii, you're kidding.
No, pineapples for people, they called it.
That's brilliant. So random. But I love it. Did it work?
Big time. It became a yearly thing. Everyone loved it.
It's amazing how something so simple, a pineapple, can bring people together. Did they keep doing it?
Oh, yeah. Pineapples for People is still going strong today. That's wild. It really shows how they could take a simple idea and make it something special. You know, it's really something, how a pineapple can mean so much. You know, it's like more than just a fruit now. It says a lot about Camp Courageous, I think.
It shows how much they care. Right. No matter what they did, fundraising, building, they always remembered why they were doing it. Those folks with disabilities, that was the heart of it all.
Right from the start with that land swap, that was part of the deal. And they never lost sight of that.
Through thick and thin, they kept going. Challenges, they didn't back down. They got creative. They didn't just make a camp. They built something that'll last.
Yeah, a real legacy built on courage and people helping each other. It makes you think, what could we do if everyone pitched in like that?
It's inspiring, right? A little generosity, a good idea, it goes a long way.
Camp Courageous, they show it's possible. They didn't give up. And look what they achieved.
Exactly. It's a powerful story.
It really is. So to everyone listening, maybe this story makes you think of your own challenges, you know? What could you achieve if you dared to dream big, just like the folks at Camp Courageous?
Think about that. What's your pineapple?
That's a great question to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Camp Courageous. Their story is full of heart, and we hope it inspires you too.